Hi, this is Bob McDonald. Welcome to another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Today's topic, what do you have to have in place to do successful positioning? Bob, I'm sure this comes up every time when people are trying to figure out, is it time for Firebrick? Is it the right time to start this process? So what does need to be in place?
To do successful positioning, really have to the timing is everything, and there are certain things that you have to have in place. If I look back at the positioning engagements, the few that have failed, what do they have in common? Well, first off, the company does not have a product strategy, and a product strategy absolutely has to be in place for us to do really, really good positioning. Now, what I mean by that, it's not that you don't have all the releases baked out, but it's fundamental issues like, are we a services company? Are we a product company? Those fundamental product strategy issues need to be in place before positioning can become successful, or the positioning exercise will turn into a product strategy exercise. The second thing that has to be in place is customers. We look at patterns of customers. So the best clients that come to us already have a handful of customers. They have a sales success model already in place. They know the market exists, the product works, and now it's a scale game. That's an ideal time to do positioning. And the third thing, you have to have somebody in the company that actually is going to own the positioning. And generally, marketing is the owner, but there has to be somebody in the company that actually is going to take ownership of the positioning and be responsible for operationalizing it.
Talk about the aspects of that ownership. How would you describe that?
Well, we have two kinds of companies, right? We have the private companies that are scaling, and then the other type of companies are usually typically divisions of larger companies like Microsoft and VMware and EMC. For the smaller companies, sometimes they don't have a CMO in place. That is not necessary actually to do good positioning. A lot of times, some of our companies actually want to get going on positioning buy them some time to find the exact right CMO. However, what they do have to have is some kind of director of Marcom or something that actually is going to take the positioning and actually be responsible then for enabling the field or updating the website, running campaigns that will take ownership of the actual message guide document and the sales or the corporate presentation. The other thing that is important to operationalize the positioning is some kind of enablement function for the field. The worst thing you could do is do a really, really great job and come up with a powerful, differentiated positioning story and just throw it over the wall to the field sales organization. The companies that actually have operationalized the positioning and the positioning is actually moving the needle have an enablement function where they actually train, perhaps, the field sales leadership on how to give the presentation, the strategy behind it. They put together some kind of certification program. They educate the field on the positioning story, but also the field has to demonstrate they can use it, and sometimes they demonstrate it using it in different selling motions. Finally, there should be some kind of function in place to capture feedback, sales cycle particularly, or even market analyst feedback. So 2-3 quarters from now, you can take a look at the patterns from that feedback of what's working, what's not about the positioning. So at that time, you can continue to improve it and evolve it.
I also know that you feel it's very important that there be executive commitment. This is from the CEO and the other executives of the company, that this is an important initiative because they also need to be very vocally supporting this on a regular basis if it's really going to get traction within the company and its operations.
Completely. Positioning, again, is not a marketing initiative. It is a corporate initiative. If you do it right, you absolutely have to have executive leadership from, as I mentioned before, involved in the process. It's typically a CEO initiative. Involved in the process is the entire executive leadership team. They have a input into the process. They have a sense of ownership of the process. One of the worst positioning we actually did was we showed up to a workshop and it was a bunch of engineers. There was no buy, no sales representatives, no executive team, and we were brought in by the board to do this, and we turned to the board member and said, hey, this is just the wrong place for us to be. You're not going to get your money's worth out of the positioning. So again, strong positioning. I got to have a product strategy in place. I have to have executive leadership in here, and I have to have somebody that's going to be able to operationalize it And fourth, I have to have some kind of success model out there.
Yeah. And with those things in place, that's how your Firebrick process is very synergistic with those elements.
Completely.
And designed to be that way.
And we're completely, a lot of times our companies have done some kind of branding initiative. We completely integrate to the branding initiative, completely integrated any kind of product strategy or market segmentation initiative. What we do is we take all that investment the company has made in those particular initiatives, and we actually accelerate it and take it to the next level with the positioning.
And some of the executives responsible for that see a value in the positioning process after the fact, as it's actually helping inform their efforts after the fact.
Completely. And if you do positioning right, it's going to have an impact across all parts of the company. Think about it. If I do positioning right, it's going to give very, very clear direction to the development organization on what features to emphasize and which not. Likewise, it's going to have an impact on your business development efforts, and good positioning actually gives you direction on what kind of ecosystem to build, or even what type of salespeople to hire, or your sales coverage model, or even the type of employees you want to hire.
Wow. Bob, thank you for giving us perspective today on what you need to have in place in order to do positioning. Join us for more sessions of Differentiate or Die.